Hey, welcome to Thoughts of a Relapsing Drug Addict. I am your host, Nico, your ever-relapsing drug addict. So, how's everybody doing? Hopefully well on this Thursday night, Friday early morning. I myself have had an interesting couple weeks, month, whatever. And with that being said, it's tough to figure out what to do, you know? Let's see. Been to jail a few times, getting charged with a couple serious charges. So if anyone wants to donate to my legal fund to keep me out of DOC, well, let's do it. But it's cool. If not, I understand. I understand it's expensive, and I also understand that I did what I did, and it was only a matter of time until something like that actually happened. And I had a pretty good run. I'm not unreasonably I don't have unreasonable expectations when it comes to how I choose to make a living and all of that stuff. Last night was the first night that me and my girlfriend spent together in 3 weeks. So I'm pretty happy about that. She kind of just left me in jail to not get me out. She's like, don't call your mom to bond you out. I'll get you. And then stopped answering. So that's tight. Hold on. I'm going to smoke some crack real quick. And I got a new microphone, but it sounds great while recording, but I'm not sure how it's going to turn over. Actually, I'm going to see how this intro sounds and keep going, but until then. Well, it seems like it sounds pretty good. And there's a bunch of weird voice changing effects. And just a mini little mixer kind of on the microphone. It's meant for a portable to go microphone for your phone. So, but in order for me to hear it through the headphones, I have to be like right on this shit. But that's something I'm just not used to, but that's okay. I need to clean up the bed and see when my other half is going to come through. Hopefully she comes through. We've been spending a lot of time apart, which I don't like, but, you know, I get it, especially with how our relationship started and everything. Like, I don't hold it against her for, you know, wanting a little bit of space. I'm sometimes not the easiest person to deal with, so, you know, I don't hold anything against her whatsoever. Whatsoever. So, but since getting out of jail, I lost just about everything. Lost the apartment. Lost the car. But you know what? Fuck it. Because I'm going to get everything back and I'm going to do better. And I'm going to move move forward and keep striving to do better and better and better. I got a job interview to do some pretty big things, so that's fingers crossed on that. I got narcotics detectives looking into me, trying to fucking see what the fuck they know about me, which ain't shit. So, you know, it is what it is. I am who I am. I do what I do. You know, very unapologetic and not ashamed of it. Because in the world we live in, someone's gonna do it. You know, I've been doing it for so long, I don't really know anything else. Which is mildly unfortunate. But, once again, is what a motherfucking is, and I'm okay with that. You know? I suppose if I wasn't, then I'd be very miserable. I'd hate life. Wish I'd be doing something different all the time. But really, the only thing I hate about life is just how difficult it is sometimes, you know? Especially for someone like me, who's constantly going out of my fucking shit. Constantly going out of my way to help people and make the world a little bit better for some. That fucks my shit up and makes everything much harder on me. But that's cool. It's cool. You know, it's like, I don't know who reads the Bible or anything, but it's like, the book of Job, you know? He was this rich guy, very holy, devout man, and slowly but surely, God started taking everything from him. His family, his money, his health, and before I knew it, you know, he was a horribly, ugly, disfigured man living in exile. All his family was dead, and he said, "Lord, like, what the fuck, dude? Like, why'd you do this to me?" He said, "Because I wanted to see if you still believed in me after all that." Which, that's just fucked up. You know, that sounds like a pretty narcissistic asshole guy to me. Like, let me do everything I can to ruin you just to see if you still like me at the end of it. Like, what the fuck? I can't find my sandal. My pizza's done now. Well, let's go with pizza. So my friend, a good friend of mine, I've talked about her on here. I think she's been on here too. Heather, she hits me up the other night, asks me to Uber her home from the jail. Of course I do. I mean, why wouldn't I? It's what I do, you know. Like, I mean, I make sure everybody's all right. You know, you need someone to be there. You know, you call Nick, the nigga's gonna be there. Because I'm fucking reliable. And I'm proud of it, you know. A lot of people in this world, in this lifestyle, they're not loyal like that. They're not, you know, they're just going through the motions and shit. which, you know, that's all I'm doing too, but you asked me to do something, you asked me to be there and tell me it's important, you tell me you need me, I'm gonna fucking be there. I'm not gonna let you down. And it really irritates me when people get let down like that all the time by people who care about them, people who they actually need. Like, that's bullshit. You know? But it's gonna get loud, I'm getting nice. I hope that wasn't too loud, you know. It's like 1 in the morning, Mountain Standard Time. But I'm actually going to take a quick break and eat some food and probably take a shower. And see what's next on the evening's agenda. I haven't slept really since I've been out of jail. So that's getting kind of weird. But anyway. I don't put this episode out tonight. It will be released tomorrow. Sorry, I made the trailer for the episode that I was gonna do yesterday or something like that. But I got busy, was unable to. I apologize. But until then, everybody, I love you. Be good to each other. And fucking happy 2022. And so here we're back on another segment here. I have no clue where I left off. I think the other night when I said I was going to finish the episode and drop it that night, but obviously didn't happen. But it's all good because I'm just going to record now and then just drop it right after I'm done doing this. So. Let's see. Dealing with a bunch of shit. And me and the girl, you know, we got back together and shit. But then, like, last night. This morning, just, you know, some fuck shit, and Xanax, just, it's a hell of a thing, because, you know, it makes people just black the fuck out, and, she probably doesn't even know what the girl knows, that she went to go do something, never came back, and her phone's dead, and at this point, I'm not sure if I need to be worried or if I need to be pissed off, you know. So, hopefully, pissed, and she knows that we're moving hotel rooms this morning. So, she better fucking come back before checkout time. You know what I'm saying? And I gave her the last of my money yesterday, or this morning, or this morning to Uber here, only for her to leave fucking right away. And I don't know, just a couple things is just really pissing me right the fuck off. But I want to be with her, I care about her, but how much, you know, what's going on, how much should I put up with, you know, and it's, last night she said, she said, I love you, blah, 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 I said, okay, well, whatever. And she said,
But I'm going to show you. You know, I can say it all day, but I want to actually show you that I do. And he said, you know what? I would really like that. That would mean the world to me. So we'll see what goes on with that. And if she actually does fucking, you know, step up her game a little bit as far as being in a relationship. But she even said that she, you know, she wasn't ready to be in a relationship and bloody it up. And it's just bullshit, you know. Like, if you're not ready, I get it, you know. But don't feign like you are, you know. Like, if you don't, like, so we get this deep only to fucking, you know, have shit crumble apart because someone can't be mature enough to talk about shit. Which, that's her biggest problem, but it's okay. You know, it is what it is. And even if we're not boyfriend, girlfriend, you know, I still want to be in your life. I still, you know, help her out how I can and this and that. So, you know. And maybe I knew this all along, you know. And I just didn't want to admit it because I had blinders on just because, you know, I haven't felt this way about a girl since Kennedy. So, you know, I don't feel the same as I do with Kennedy, but, you know, like, since her death, since, you know, whatever. So after she leaves, I was kneeling down next to her doing something. I fucking don't know. Next thing I know, I'm waking up and I couldn't move half my body because the position I was in, had fallen asleep or some shit. And that was kind of scary and shitty. Got up, you know, fucking shook it off. And, because that's something you gotta be careful with, you know. It depends on when you wake up with pins and needles or whatever in your body. Because if you have that for too long, if your circulation's cut off for too long, then you can lose the appendage, you can. You know, a lot of bad things can be the result of falling asleep wrong, you know. And the same thing, you know, and like, and that's kind of a scary feeling, you know. I think this is hell, but because of the way they do things with deposits and new deposits every day and this, that, and the other, like, it's bleeding me dry because, you know, I got however many hundreds of dollars in fucking in deposits coming back to me. But, you know, no money like now, which sucks. So, what is that from? I don't even know. I'm looking at my bank statements. I don't even know. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom. Deposit. Oh, yeah, I'm exactly the size. Okay, cool. Anyway, alright. Well, got an out of towner coming in today. So that's good. So. Sucks because I got Millie's makeup and all her shit here on top of all my shit. So it's a lot of shit. You know what I mean? So I'm gonna have to fucking find some of the vehicle and whatnot. So in today's amount of time, I could buy a vehicle or the other option is use it as a it's a good place, you know, good place this week. I think it's probably what I'm gonna do. But, you know, I'm looking around and bought it out, and I kind of got to get to it. So, all right, everybody, be well. Have a nice Sunday. And, you know, as always, don't podcast alone. I will keep everybody updated with the comings and goings of my ever-vessant life or whatever, I don't know, this one's mine. So, have a nice day, everyone, be well, and, you know, we got social medias and all that stuff, so, and be interactive and proactive and whatever, but, alright, everyone, peace the fuck out.